Some call it utopia, some call it chaos, but every summer, the Burning Man Festival brings tens of thousands of thrill-seeking pilgrims to the Nevada desert. They create a temporary city built around artistic expression. But say you live in the Midwest, and you want to bring a little Burning Man to the burbs of, say, Minneapolis in the middle of winter. Well, it can be done, my friends. And Dina Pritchup from Plymouth, Minnesota, will tell us how.
Minnesota is known for its 10,000 lakes, and when they freeze for the winter, it's known for its ice fishing. And its ice shanties. They're little homemade fishing shacks, full of heaters, radios, bottles of schnapps. But here on Medicine Lake, 20 shanties are part of a festival called Art Shanty. They're filled with art. And dance parties. Even though it's a bitter 15 degrees, hundreds of people are out, bundled in winter coats and long underwear, and the occasional neon jumpsuit. Peter Hogan Thompson co-founded Art Shanty in 2004.
This whole project kind of expands people's ideas of what art can be. I think a lot of people are intimidated by museums and galleries and think that they're going to do something wrong when they're there, and there's definitely not that feeling out here.
All sorts of people are skidding around the frozen lake. 16-year-old Louis Sauge is with a group of 54 Chinese exchange students who are almost speechless at the sight.
It's a surprise. It's not normal. I like it very much.
There are some great installations out on the ice. A giant robot waves its arms, and a daily newspaper is printed by hand on an old letterpress. And then a weirdly silent mob of people start dancing. They all sport fuzzy pink headphones from the Audio Adventure Shanty, which give them the beat. One guy lifts up his headphones for a listen.
Can you hear it? You want a pair?
Artist Nathaniel Freeman says this sort of interplay, a kind of conversation between audience and artist, has really become the focus.
I think before it was kind of about creating fantastic things to come witness, and now it really seems to be about creating fantastic things to come interact with.
And also, Freeman says, people come out because it's Minnesota.
Winter's so legit here, you know. People really do fish out of ice shanties, so that feels more like there's a good entry point.
Although most shanties wouldn't have a local folk music trio playing up in the loft. Art Shanty closes next weekend. Organizers expect about 10,000 visitors to Medicine Lake before it's done. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Plymouth, Minnesota.
This is NPR News.